continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Pryor discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
On this day, in 1773, occurred one of the major events that started the American Revolution. It's known in history as the Boston Tea Party. In the preceding months, the British had imposed heavy taxes on the colonists, while at the same time giving a monopoly to the East India Tea Company to sell tea in the colonies without paying taxes, thereby underselling the American merchants. The Americans decided they had had enough of taxation without representation and were going to stage a protest. A band of about 60 Massachusetts patriots, calling themselves Sons of Liberty, led by Samuel Adams, dressed up like Mohawk Indians with tomahawks, boarded three ships in the Boston Harbor and threw 342 chests of tea into the sea. The patriots did no damage to the ships or its crew. The whole event was remarkably peaceful. The electrifying news of the Boston Tea Party spread, igniting the resistance that ultimately culminated in the demand for independence. By modern standards, the level of taxes that sparked the Boston Tea Party was low. Today, Americans are suffering a crushing burden of taxes. Americans now work 65 days a year, on average, to pay their share of the cost of government. That's more money than the average family spends on food or spends on health and medical care. However, millions of Americans don't pay any income tax at all. Last year, one-third of the tax returns filed, that's 42 million people, had so many credits and deductions that they had no tax liability at all. Another 15 million Americans did not earn enough income last year even to be required to file a tax return. That means about 40% of the American people are outside of the income tax system. You hear complaints that the Bush tax cut benefited only the rich. That's a lie. The biggest beneficiaries of the Bush tax cuts were the increased number of Americans who pay no income tax at all.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the sole purpose of a child's middle name is so he can tell when he's really in trouble. Gary Brownfield!
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And it has been a very pleasurable evening, night, morning today. I have with me Jim and Casey Beers. And if you're a regular listener to the Common Sense Coalition, you know Jim Beers has been retired from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for several years. Spent 30-some years with the bureaucracy. Is it all right to call it a bureaucracy, Jim?
You bet, Derek.
Okay. And I tell you, I've learned a lot from listening to Jim. Jim, do you have any idea when we first started broadcasting together?
No, it was several years ago, and I remember talking to Jeff and then talking with you on the radio a couple of times, and then it got to be a fairly regular thing back and forth after that, but I don't remember exactly when it started.
Jim is an expert when it comes to the philosophy that the government has as far as land taking and saving Mother Earth and all that goes on, and it's always a pleasure, Jim. I always enjoy having anybody that comes in studio. It's so much nicer, you know, when we can really sit and visit with one another than it is over the telephone, but you have certainly helped us many, many times, and the articles you write are tremendous. Now, you were coming from North Dakota. You're headed back to Virginia. You said, what were you doing out in North Dakota, because South Dakota is closer than North Dakota.
Well, actually, I was in South Dakota a couple of months ago and talked to the stock growers there.
I did, too. Yeah. Not a couple of months ago, but it's been a year ago that I spoke to the stock growers.
Well, I was asked to go up to North Dakota to speak to the Landowners Association of North Dakota, which is a bunch of farmers from all over the state. And North Dakota has a long, hard history of problems with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and now with the National Park Service. And there's a lot of publicly owned land in the midst of all this private farm ownership and a lot of control by the federal government of water flow and water easements. And it's a very complicated matter, but the farmers up there are adept at fighting with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over these issues. But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has large staffs up there of law enforcement officers and are very abusive, I guess that's the right word, abusive of the people in North Dakota up there. So the farmers had me come up there and talk to their annual meeting of the association. What I did was I told them about things that are going on in Washington today, new proposals and laws, and we talked a little bit about the history of federal law enforcement in the land managing agencies and how it got to be the out of control and arrogant law enforcement that we see today that's such a problem. And then we talked a little bit about the future of federally controlled lands and all these new agendas that people are coming up with for rewilding and native ecosystems and invasive species and all these invented nonsensical things that have nothing to do with the purpose for which Congress authorized this land to be bought and eased originally. So there's a lot of problems up ahead for people that live near federal lands now, and there's more and more federal lands being bought every day.
You know, you told me something this morning that I thought was interesting. They're changing the names of pheasants and birds that we hunt here in the United States because it's not politically correct to have an invasive species that we really like.
That's right. There's a big push by these animal rights and environmental organizations in Washington, D.C., to have the federal government or Congress pass laws that say that the federal government has a mandate to get rid of all the invasive species, however you want to define that. Some people say that's 100 years ago, some say 250 years ago, some say 400 years ago. But all the species that have arrived since then, they want to get rid of them, and there's no good reason to do that. Most of those species are very beneficial to us. Some are harmful, but there are native species that are harmful, like brown recluse spiders and poison ivy. Nobody's worried about them. But anyway, in order not to get the hunters and fishermen too worked up or worried about invasive species legislation proposals, we've got state fish and game departments now no longer calling pheasants Chinese ringneck pheasants or partridge Hungarian partridge, because they don't want the hunters to say, well, if they pass that invasive species legislation, they're going to get rid of our pheasants and partridge, which they will do, but they don't want to alert people to that. So the states are changing those names to sort of take that fear away so they can get this passed as federal legislation.
They can be Iowa ringneck pheasants.
Exactly. Actually, all the state fish and wildlife agencies more and more think that their future lies with federal funding instead of funding that comes through your state legislature and is controlled by your governor and legislature. That federal funding would come through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and they would tell your states where to spend the money. And they now have a big plan underway in Washington. The Fish and Wildlife Service, over the last 2 years, has given the state fish and wildlife agencies about $80 million, and they've put together plans for each state that talk about the plants and animals that they say are approaching endangered status. And it's all value judgments about how many of these animals you used to have or how many you should have or would it be, could it be, and all this stuff. But they've made up this business and said all the money and things they need to have to stop these animals from one day becoming endangered. In my own state of Virginia, they came up with 925 species. And they've got a little plan that says the big problem is the farmers here or the ranchers there or the logging here. And if they just had another $15 million, they could buy these people out or close these roads off or shut down this community to bring back these snakes or turtles or whatever. They sent those into Washington, and now the Fish and Wildlife Service is rolling that all up, and what they want to do is at the right moment give it to Congress and say, we've got these plans here that say there's 16,432 species of plants and animals approaching endangered status, according to the states, and it'll take something like $40 billion or something to take care of them, and we're just going to ask you now for $500 million. And they'll get something started like that and eventually move it up to other bigger numbers, and then the state governments will be answerable to the federal government for all of your conservation work, and that's a pretty scary thought.
Well, we pretty much are now, are we not?
Well, you are a lot more than you used to be, but it's nothing compared to where they want to take you.
Okay, let's take a break. That's where we'll go. We'll take a break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting today with Jim Beers, and we're talking about the wildlife situation and the federal bureaucracy. And, Jim, when we come back, I'd like for you to tell our listeners about when you got the award from the women's organization. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We have returned. Jim, you were telling me last night or this morning or sometime about the time that you were out in California to a farm woman's organizational meeting, and they gave you an award. I thought that was an interesting story, and our listeners would enjoy it.
Well, I was just recently received the Veritas Award from the American Agri-Women. It's a group of ranch and farm women across the country that gives this award out every year. It's gone to people like Dixie Lee Ray and C. Everett Koop and other very famous people. I was very, very grateful to get it. And in receiving it, I talked about something that wasn't too politically correct.
I can't imagine you doing that.
Well, we started off about it, and I think they wondered why I was going to bring that up, but I think it's something worth telling people. Back in the 1970s, when I was in Washington, D.C., and working for the federal government, there was a law passed that said that women and minorities should receive preferences, and that those preferences were implemented by giving the top people big bonuses for hiring, promoting, and transferring women and minorities. And it turns out that over time, in the next 15 to 20 years, the majority of people that were favored by that sort of thing were indeed women. They were hired at mid-level and high-level jobs and promoted quicker than other people, and the standards were taken off of the jobs, the entry standards, promotion standards, whatever. And aside from me being a white male and being crouchy about that, I said, we need to realize that these land managing agencies, the Forest Service, the BLM, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Park Service, had a big influx of people who did not appreciate natural resource management, the need to control animals, or the need to use forests, or the need to graze cattle on places. And their whole view was to save things and stop uses and stop fishing, stop trapping. For the most part, they were very sympathetic to many of these radical environmental and animal rights organizations. And I don't say that to be belittling or anything. It's almost like the Defense Department was suddenly told that they didn't have enough Quakers, and they just got a whole bunch of Quakers in the Defense Department. Well, the Defense Department would look different and act differently because of that. And without anybody realizing it at first, these federal agencies that we're having so much trouble with today did the same thing by this hiring, promoting, and transferring that just changed the nature of the organizations without anybody thinking about it until it was all over with. So I think that's an important thing to keep in mind as we talk about dealing with the federal government and the kind of employees we've got there.
Now they have brought in these people from the multinational corporations, particularly within the Department of Agriculture. And I know the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, same thing. They're loaded with people that have worked for the pharmaceutical companies. The Department of Agriculture, we have what we call it the revolving door. They go from the Department of Agriculture over to IBP. They go from IBP back to the Department of Agriculture. They just rotate. So we have government full of agencies that are full of government employees that really think and act like the same people that they're supposed to be controlling.
That's correct. And that accounts for the way things are changing, the way the government's getting to be more activist and taking over more private property and other things like that.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Number 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Several calls. We might start taking calls a little bit early today. Let's go to Chuck. Hi, Chuck. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jay. You know that these greenies in New York City are by the billions. Now they tell us every time they can't see a little ding-dong bird out here or something, they want to close our fields down. They have no lightning bugs anymore in New York City.
Oh, why is that?
Well, they got the lights on so bright there that they can't find their mates and mate.
Really?
They have got lights on there by the jillion.
Yeah.
So I want them to turn the lights out so that the little bugs can get together and mate again.
I'll bet if they turned the lights out, there'd be a lot of people do the same thing.
It'd suit me fine. But I just thought I'd let Mr. Beard know what the odds are against us getting anything done.
Okay, Chuck, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. We were looking. We got up As soon as it got daylight this morning, I kind of gave Jim and Casey a tour around this part of the country, and we looked at the beautiful land that the Missouri Department of Conservation has taken over. How would you describe that, Jim?
Well, it's something that's going on all over the country. That the opportunity for the state governments now and the federal governments, in concert with organizations like the Nature Conservancy, to try to gain as much control as possible of water areas and the riparian rights around them, to do things with bridges and to do things with roads, and to really shut down developments and the use of the land and the management of resources is really way out of hand. It's a big issue up in North Dakota, and it's really the same issue down here where they want to take the river and change it from a commercial use area that has some incidental recreational use into a strictly nature preserve that doesn't really have access and closes down barge traffic and other things.
You know, when they took that land, when they bought it, and they did, they bought it and gave a fair price for it. And they took it from willing sellers, more or less. Now, there may be in a few, and I know there's a couple of holdouts on upriver, and they're still in there, and they're still fighting for it. But generally, these people were old World War II veterans that came home in 1950 and built the levee, and they were 80 years old, and they said, hey, you know, I just as soon have my $1,200 an acre. Of course, that land today would be worth their $4,000 an acre, but they bought it in 95 during the last flood, and anyhow, you were down there. We looked at it. You can't go on it. You see, when they talk about, oh, it's going to be for the people. Well, the people can't get past that chained off road down there.
And it's just going to get worse. It's the same with these federal lands, the same thing. And I think people need to keep in mind that when the federal government and the state government buys land, it's like giving it to the king or giving it to some duke or earl back in the old country hundreds of years ago. Because once they get it, they never resell it. You and I can't go in and bid for it for whatever use we want. It's removed to the power of a remote government that just changes its ideas just like the kings would. You went from good kings to bad kings. You go from good agencies to bad agencies, from good presidents and governors to bad ones. And with all
Can
of these,
you remember a good one?
Well, it's getting harder. It's getting harder. But what you've got is things just keep getting progressively worse. They keep adding the native ecosystems into the other things, into the rewilding, into the wild land corridors, into the reintroduction of predators, the closure of roads, and all of this stuff, and just use it more and more as a tool to stop development and tell you how you can live your life. And we've got to stop this. We cannot let it just keep getting worse like this.
You know, and I look at it, I consider myself an agriculturalist. I went to the Great Brain Factory at the University of Missouri and studied agriculture. I taught vocational agriculture. I've been a market reporter and been farming and ranching myself all my life, literally all my life. So I think I know what I'm talking about. And I can see it happening, but this is the only nation in the history of the world that wanted to get rid of its agricultural production, its food production. They want to get rid of all the natural resources. We're not supposed to be able to build a home by cutting a tree. We're not. In fact, you could say, well, you can build rock houses. No, they arrest people for picking up rocks. I had a story here not too long ago. You probably remember it because it made the rounds. But this little kid picked up some rocks out on the desert on some government ground someplace, and they arrested him for stealing government property. And this little kid was a rock collector. You know, I mean, the whole thing is so ridiculous, but this is the only time in history that a nation has wanted to get rid of its food and resource supply.
Well, you know, I'd go even further, Derry, to say that the food and resource supply is just part of an even bigger picture to clear out the rural countryside and turn it all into federally or state-protected lands with no communities in there and no roads in there. When we look at wilderness designations and we look at road closures in these federal lands, and we look at the way the wolves are decimating the elk herds, and there's no big game hunting left behind them, and all of these things together, it's almost like that red-blue map at the last election, forgetting about Republicans and Democrats and that kind of thing. You'll notice that you're talking about urban and rural America in all of these states. And there's a strong feeling in urban America that rural America ought to be just some sort of big park with some bike trails running through it, period. And that people shouldn't be allowed to live any kind of a life out there or hunt or fish or raise cows or cut trees or graze or anything. And that is being encouraged by these radical groups.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. I guarantee, what that old Cajun say? He'll guarantee we will return. And you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. It put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Friends, heating costs continue to rise, and winter is here. To cut the cost, get the Empire Outdoor Wood-Burning Furnace from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. The Empire Outdoor Wood-Burning Furnace has all the standard features necessary to keep you and your family warm and keep heating costs low. You can choose from four different sizes with three different draft styles depending upon the kind of wood you burn. And don't pay someone to dispose of your waste oil. That's good fuel to keep your garage or workshop warm. Get the waste oil furnace or boiler from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. For 34 years, Burns Best has brought the best in alternative energy products at affordable prices. So whether you burn wood, sawdust, wood chips, corn, coal, or waste oil, Burns Best has the best products for your needs, ranging in size from 125,000 BTUs to 50 million BTUs. Give them a call at 1-877-983-4328. That's 1-877-983-4328, or go to burnsbest.com.
Gold bounced off a two-week low of $500 Thursday, closing off $3.20 to $503.80 an ounce. The recent pullback is very bullish since gold has now worked off the excess speculation. Since 2001, gold has risen in a pattern of two steps up, one step down. Silver closing at $8.54 an ounce. Visit buycoin.com for more. And now a word from author and CEO Craig R. Smith.
After slowly but steadily doubling in price over the last 5 years, gold is now moving up quickly and could easily double again by 2010. 4 years ago, my book announced the beginning of this new gold rush. I want you to have a free copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold, by calling now 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover Gold with me. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and now the man who went to a general store and didn't buy anything specific, Derry Brownfield!
I thought he was going to say didn't find a general. That was like the fellow went to the yard sale and they didn't want to sell the yard, and that's what he wanted. Or the garage. Let's go to Reno, Nevada. Jack, hi, you're on the air, Jack.
Hi, Derry. Hi, Jim. You know, out here in both in Nevada and California, the Department of Wildlife in Nevada promotes an invasive species at the expense of a native species. For instance, they've promoted the hunting of chukar at the expense of sage grouse. Now they want to put the sage grouse on the endangered species list. So we got to pay for that.
Well, I think, Jack, I think what we've got to do is kind of be aware of what's going on with these different species. And you can look at chuckers, and chuckers mostly live up in the foothills and up higher. The sage grouse are usually down in the flats where the sagebrush is. So the fact that they would conflict with each other is pretty unlikely. The fact that the federal government is trying to list as endangered sage grouse is just a big political move for them to get a lot of power out there and should be fought at every turn across the West. And that said, when we talk about invasive species, certainly there are harmful species of plants and there are harmful species of animals and fish and whatever, and they should be taken care of, mainly by the state government, by you and me. And the idea that we should give the federal government control is bad enough, but the idea that instead of saying harmful species, that they can actually prove are harming something, and we just say, go get rid of invasive species, they will just head out with a political agenda and get rid of the pheasants and get rid of the chuckers and get rid of the rainbow trout and the brown trout. And out where you are, largemouth bass that were brought out in that area when you built all these dams and didn't have them out there before and a whole bunch of other things, willy-nilly. And all their agenda is going to be is to do away with hunting and fishing. So be very cautious of ever letting anybody say that invasive species alone is something to be concerned about. Harmful species, yes. The fact that they've been here for 500 years or 50 years, look at them independently and try to make a judgment on that.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jack. This morning when we got up, we were looking at the geese sitting in my backyard. Now, I'm sure you've taken surveys. Just offhand, and we didn't talk about it at the time, how many geese would you say were out there?
I would guess there's probably 200 and 250, something like that.
On a little old lake, it's probably 2 acres or less.
Yep.
Now, that is a lot of goose pucky. And we use that for our horses and our bull pasture. We don't ever let cattle run in there except when we trap cattle. We use normally our riding horses are up there and our mature bulls in that goose area. Now, they have to eat all that goose pucky is what it amounts to. You know, up here in North Missouri, there's a place called Swan Lake, and I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of geese are up there pooping in the water, and they call that conservation. But if you have a goose farm, they call it pollution. Explain that duck thing that you did to me today.
A few years ago, I was asked by some Nebraska farmers who were being accused by the federal government of polluting the groundwater and polluting the Platte River because of over-fertilizing. They told me that they didn't over-fertilize and that they think it was the millions of ducks and geese that hang out in the middle of the central Platte River Valley, but they needed somebody to prove that for them. So I got looking at the research. There is no research at all on wild ducks and geese and when they poop, how often they poop, what their poop's made up of, or whatever. And that really surprised me because in the last 20 years, we've had an expansion to millions of resident Canada geese all across northern United States that are here the year round in schoolyards and out in golf courses and in parking lots and whatever. And so I got looking around and I found out that the federal government had done rooms full of research on domestic ducks and geese and how bad their poop is and how awful it all is and how much they poop. And they've driven all the small producers out of business. They've had made all of the guys with 5,000 or more ducks or geese in a flock register with the federal government, get a license, and get inspected. The inspectors try to run them out of business. The producers are scared to death of them, all based on the pollution that they have proven from domestic ducks and geese. They make them have double lagoons, aerators on site. If there's runoff during a bad storm, they can put them out of business and fine them real heavily. Well, here on the one hand is the federal government, because they can get power out of it, doing all kinds of things about 5,000 ducks here. But the fact that there's a million ringneck ducks up in Rice Lake, Minnesota on the refuge up there, or 3 million ducks and geese sitting for 3 months in central Nebraska.
250 in my backyard.
Yeah, or 250,000 snow geese spending 2 months in Chincoteague Refuge turning the water green and whatever. There's no research on the human health effects of that or the effects on the water supply or anything else. They ignore it on the one hand, and on the other hand, because it means more power for them, they can spend millions of dollars to get all this information. It's just not right.
What about the, let's see, what did we talk about here this morning? All right, the river that runs through Washington, D.C., the Potomac,
yeah.
The old Potomac.
There was
Explain that to our listeners.
You bet. There was a lawsuit about 5 years ago by a small conservation organization called the National Wilderness Institute against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This little conservation organization found out for the last 20 years, at night, twice a month, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers would clean out the water ponds for the water system that supplied Washington, D.C. And they would hose them out and run about 6 foot across, 4 foot deep water for about 8 to 10 hours in a national park and dump it at three different spots in the Potomac River. It was such bad stuff that it polluted the river, it scored the rocks, and one of the outlets went right on the only spawning site of the endangered short-nosed sturgeon. The Army Corps of Engineers was doing this through a national park with a permit okayed by the EPA, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the National Marine Fisheries Service, all of whom should have stopped it. The Corps of Engineers should have been forced to truck that stuff out of Washington like they would anybody else trying to make water. But because it was rich people up there, because this was the government, they didn't want the truck traffic. So they've just been polluting that river for over 20 years real badly. The catfish down there, you can almost read at night by one. If you pull it up out of the water, they got so much contaminants in them, you can't even eat them. But anyhow, that lawsuit broke the organization that brought it, the National Wilderness Institute. They went out of business and went broke. But the federal government, because of the pending lawsuit, has just notified the court last month that they were going to start trucking that stuff out of Washington. These guys won the battle. But the important thing is that all these conservation organizations and all these animal rights organizations and all these holier-than-thou federal agencies and all their executives were driving right by those outlets for the last 20 years. They knew about this lawsuit. Not only would they not give any money to help it or try to shut it down, they wouldn't even lend their names to the people that were suing. So I think that tells us a lot about the kind of government coalitions we're dealing with.
Yeah, why didn't the Sierra Club come in there and say, hey, you can't do this. We're going to say, because they got gobs of money. They could have stayed with that lawsuit. Along with Greenpeace, along with Ducks Unlimited, along with National Wildlife Federation, and along with PETA and Defenders of Wildlife. And I mean, we can go on and on and on.
You bet. And they wouldn't even lend their names to it. And their executives, though, are looking forward to more federal money because they don't want to rock the boat with these federal agencies of the Congress down the road for all this money and grants and assistance, including the state fish and game agencies that are looking forward to getting more federal money, so they don't say anything. You and I think they represent us, and they don't represent us at all.
Well, you and I used to think that our congressmen and our senators represented us. Now, we found out that maybe one or two in the whole United States does, and that's about the size of it. But anyway, what can the individual do about this?
Well, I told them up in North Dakota when I got through talking, I said, there's three things I recommend. I said, we got to elect politicians that will take control of this bureaucracy. They've got to take, they're the ones in charge of it that we elect. Second thing is, we've got to convince the bureaucracy that they work for these elected politicians. They just laugh at them anymore. And they just put up with them and steer them and that. The bureaucracy's got to be answerable to politicians. And the third thing I recommend is that we go back to the way we elected U.S. senators before 1913 when they had a constitutional amendment that changed it. Before that time, U.S. senators were elected by the state legislature. They were in there to represent your state. They weren't these sort of big primps that are in there right now that act like they're a bunch of aristocrats from the House of Lords. These guys that say, oh, I'm here because I represent national defense and I'm an expert on this and wearing their hairnets and everything in and out of their news releases. Those guys are in there in the United States Senate to represent the state. The idea of the Senate was that little old Rhode Island wasn't going to get run over by big old New York and big old Pennsylvania. They each had two senators. And that's why they should be thinking of when they approve Supreme Court justices or treaties and all these other things that go to the U.S. Senate. So I think that's one thing we could start looking at.
No, looking at it isn't going to do any good. You know, I have people that help me do things, and we always sit and look at it. And I say, you know, we're going to have to do more than that. I've looked at work all my life, and it just stays right there and lets you watch it.
Amen.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Marilyn in California. Hi, Marilyn. You're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. I was thinking about all these Canadian geese that I know they're in California where I live. They are really prevalent in certain areas, like in a park in downtown Oakland on what they call Lake Merritt, which is a closed-up lake from San Francisco Bay. There are so many geese, and it's supposed to be a walking place where you bring your children, that you literally cannot get through there without stepping on them. And they're so aggressive, they'll even try to go after cars driving you know, in the park. But what I've been thinking about because of this is now we have this so-called bird flu epidemic that may be coming through from, you know, who knows where. What happens to people when you've got this many birds all over the place and you have bird flu? Why doesn't the government, you know, it's very suspicious they don't do something or recognize the incredible danger to the citizens of this kind of setup.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head there. Think about this. They've got every plan in place that if they were to find this bird flu in some domestic ducks on Long Island, everybody in a heartbeat and the next morning would say you have to gas all of them and kill every one of them because you don't want that spreading. So we'd go into a private owner and we'd take rid of all of his birds. You look at those Canada geese that spend a year around in San Francisco or Cleveland or Minneapolis or New York City or wherever, and you look at the millions of birds that congregate in places like your Central Valley in the winter or in the Central Platte area of Nebraska or on the East Coast, and when they have bird flu in those birds, do they have any plan to do anything about it? The answer is, of course, no. And if we look at the history of this in the last year over in Europe and Asia, It's those wild birds, they say, from China that have brought it over to Romania and Bulgaria, and now it's spreading into Greece and across into the Balkans and on up into Europe. So we need to be much more aggressive about telling our bureaucracies, our state and federal bureaucracies, what we expect them to do, and not let them tell us that they're either going to do something or not going to do something. That's
well,
up to
what
us.
Would they do, Jim?
Well, some of the things they could do would be to reduce the numbers of resident Canada geese, for instance, in these areas. Another thing is they have a plan in place where they would kill a large mass concentration of wild birds where they have actually identified bird
flu. But how would you kill them?
Well, they could develop systems to do that either with poisons that are very limited or with sprays that go on them that cause them to chill overnight, just like you do starlings. Or you could actually have other lethal means of killing those. They should be working on developing those methods. They're not doing that. They're not doing anything about any plans in place. But there are ways to kill those birds or to thin out those flocks or to even disperse them. But they have no plans to do it.
You know, you mentioned killing them by, I didn't know you could do this, spray them and they chill overnight. But I don't particularly need 250 dead geese on my place.
No, that's a good question. Whose job would it be once you did that to clean them up?
Right.
And it would be the government's job.
But would the government do it? No, it'd be old Dummyfield's job because it's my place and I want to get them off of there.
If they let you do it. They aren't going to ever let you do it. That's the truth. They won't give you permission to do it.
Hey, thanks for the call, Marilyn. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Bill Duncan of Kansas knows that the chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room and doctor visits and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems. And there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up. And I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Well, Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. We feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. We're in the home stretch, and Jim, we have callers that have been holding a long, long time. The phones, I don't know if they're jammed or not, but we got a gob in a bunch. Let's go to Ida in Nebraska. Hi, Ida. You're up next.
Hi, Derry. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a comment to make. Mr. Beers is absolutely correct. We have become slaves or serfs in our own country. When the government can tax your property, tax your pickup, tax your car, you don't own it. They do. And that's the one thing when the Supreme Court made that ruling, I believe it was in Connecticut, that let that developer take that lady's property. That's the one statement that they kind of, I'm sure, purposely neglected to tell her. She doesn't own it.
Okay, appreciate the call, Ida. Let's go to Ralph in Rhode Island. I think Ralph has a very similar comment there. Ralph, hi.
How you doing there?
All right.
You do a great job. Hey, we had a guy over here, a mayor in Providence, and he evicted an 81-year-old woman out of her house for not paying the sewer bill. The sewer bill was $500.
There's another case worse than, or I don't say worse than that, but very similar, but over a different deal. They're evicting a lady, and I had it on the air the other day. I don't remember where it was, but she won't mow her grass. And she hasn't mowed it for 20 years, and it's grown up in brush, and they say it's an eyesore. She says she likes it that way. She lives in the wilderness. You know, they want to rewild America. She's doing it, and they're taking her property from her. Okay, hey, let's appreciate the call. Let's go to Phil. Hi, Phil. You're up next. Bill, I'm sorry. Bill, sorry about that.
Thank you. I'm trying to get a special use permit to get into an old silver mine in South Missouri in the National Forest. And they're putting me off and ignoring me. And but I, you know, I filled out a formal request. I wonder if you can tell me what I should do or some organization I can go to that'll guide me on how to get some action on that.
Well, the only advice I can give you is this. All of those federal land management agencies, Fish and Wildlife Service, Park Service, Forest Service, and BLM,
Rights protect every American God-given right to keep and bear arms. now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.